All right, let's talk business in the 217. Of course, we do this each and every Wednesday with Michelle Ombe, the publisher of the Springfield Business Journal. She's got her thumb on the pulse of what's going on in the business community, and very much looking forward to hearing more about a variety of business news, including, Michelle, we've got Roots Latin Grill expanding. Tell us about this.
Here, because of course they opened up in the fall of 2019, right before the pandemic, but by all accounts seem to have done very well. They're out there way west on Wabash in one of those strip centers that Corky Joiner has out by Cobblestone. And if you can picture that particular retail center, they are on the far west end. There's a Lucy's Place right next to them, and then there's a vacant space on the other side that used to be a building supply company. They are now taking over that additional space that formerly housed the building supply company, about 1,700 square feet, and opening up a bar and lounge called Socavon. And I had a chance to chat with Luis Morales, the owner, yesterday, and he said a lot of people come to the restaurant just to drink. They kind of specialize in more high-end. You know, he said this isn't your standard Jack and Coke. These are very handcrafted cocktails and kind of some more unique drinks and that sort of thing. And he's also been doing live music at the restaurant, does some Latin jazz and some bossa nova. And so they're basically going to create this lounge area and move the live music there and have a place where people can just come hang out and drink, but a little bit fancier experience than going to the bar.
So good to hear of those behind Roots Latin Grill expanding. We'll watch how that grows. Talking with Michelle Ombe, publisher of the Springfield Business Journal, here with Springfield's Morning News. And not just Springfield getting a new sandwich shop, but apparently Decatur, Champaign as well. What's going on with Potbelly Sandwich?
Yes, so fans of Potbelly Sandwich will be happy to hear that they have just signed a franchise agreement with Rob Wilburn. He is a Springfield business owner. He's a CPA here and has had his hand in a number of different business ventures over the years. And so he now has the franchise rights basically for Central Illinois, as you said, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, for a total of 5 locations. No word yet on timing, and he's not pinned down an exact location for the Springfield restaurant, but sounds like we will be getting a Potbelly Sandwich in the near future.
So looking forward to that as well. It's always good to have options when you're interested in sandwiches, and we definitely have those options here in Springfield. Now, 827, let's talk more with Michelle Ombe, publisher of the Springfield Business Journal, and we'll tell people how they can get a copy of the Springfield Business Journal on the regular, but let's talk about what's going on with nursing home funding. You guys have some information about that with the SBJ.
Yeah, not exactly a sexy topic, but certainly an important one for people to understand what's going on. Actually, the new issue of SBJ that comes out today focuses on seniors, and so this was one of our stories in the special section. You may recall that the General Assembly passed the Medicaid rate reform. You know, it was highly touted, had bipartisan support and all that. The nursing homes were supposedly on board with it. And what it did provided additional state funding for nursing homes to increase the pay for CNAs. You know, of course, there were staff shortages widespread even before COVID, which has only made the problem worse. And so this was tied to the rate of patients receiving Medicare. So, for example, if you had 60% Medicaid residents at your facility, then you could get reimbursed for 60% of the cost of raises to CNAs. And the whole idea was both to help retain existing staff and to attract new CNAs to the facilities. But it's not an automatic sort of thing. The nursing homes have to apply for this funding. And in the area that includes Springfield and Sangamon County, only about just over 20% of facilities have applied for these additional funding sources. And, you know, they do have to meet some benchmarks if they take the extra money. So that might be the reason that some of them are declining it. Maybe it's just too much paperwork and bureaucracy. But kind of interesting to see that even though all this additional money is available and virtually every place is hiring, a lot of the nursing homes are not yet taking advantage of that extra funding.
Yes, again, like you said, it's not the sexiest of topics, but definitely important for a lot of those who have loved ones in a congregate setting like a nursing home. Michelle Ombe, publisher of the Springfield Business Journal, tell us where we can get a copy and how we can subscribe.
Well, you can go to springfieldbusinessjournal.com and sign up for BizBytes. That's our newsletter that comes out every Wednesday afternoon, and that is free of charge. And as I mentioned, the new print edition is coming out today, and if you want to make sure you get that delivered directly to your home or office, you can sign up for the print version online as well.
Springfield Business Journal with Business in the 217 each and every Wednesday here with Springfield's Morning News. Greatly appreciate your time. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Greg.